Now on Money News, Talking Trade with Roger Montgomery. Thanks to H&H Financial Services. Better home loan, better rate. 02-8019-9999.
There you go. Roger Montgomery is here right now from Montgomery Asset Management and also, of course, Scaffold, which is where you go and put in all the information and find out which shares look like good value and not. Good evening, Roger.
How are you, Ross?
Good, thank you. Now, you're a funds manager, right?
Correct.
Okay, so what happens? Let's
apparently not a very cool thing to be.
No, I think it's really cool.
Oh, a lot of people don't think
don't
so.
Don't they? Who
no.
doesn't? What, your kids?
People who are the arbiters of what's cool. They told me this morning I'm not cool.
Well, no, that's just you. But I mean, funds management is really cool.
Yeah,
I'm being rude.
No.
Now, I want to go to something.
Yes.
And this is the reason why funds managers have been some of the great investments of all time when things are going well.
Yes.
And that is, let's say, for example, Australia has a compulsory superannuation system where it's now 9.25%
yep.
that a person puts into their super fund, right?
Yes.
Now, if you manage to get the mandate as a funds manager to look after that super fund,
mm-hmm.
you normally would get paid a fee based on the assets that you control on an annual basis, correct?
Well, and also on the success, how successful we are
well,
in growing
case,
it.
In your case, you get a performance fee
correct.
Or a success fee.
Yeah, we have to make money.
Others generally don't do that. All right, so let's say, for example, it's 1%. So let's say if you got $100 million in there, pretty easy maths, it's $1 million a year to run your business and do everything.
Mm.
But given the fact that, let's say, it grew by 10% next year and went to 110, so you'd make $1.1 million.
Yes.
It makes sense, doesn't it? Right. But then if you've also got on top of that an extra 9.25% coming in from the people's superannuation funds,
yes.
you get that as well as the growth.
Well, you've that's not true for me and my business.
No, not
but
your
for the
business,
big banks,
for the big banks
and AMP,
yes,
that's true.
That's right. So if anybody
that
runs that industry type superannuation, it's fantastic
yes.
because that money keeps flowing and flowing
and industry
and flowing.
Super funds as
industry
well. It just keeps
funds,
coming
right?
in. Correct,
so, and it makes it the no brainer business in the world.
Well, it's certainly, I have to tell you, it's one of those businesses where people are paid disproportionately large amounts of money for their effort. So what I mean by that is, you know, I don't think we work harder than anybody else. And yet there are some people who get paid an extraordinary amount of money for doing the same amount of work and arguably the same amount of effort.
That's right. But what I just described is the pots of money keep on flowing and flowing and flowing. And so long as their performance is average.
Well,
so long
well,
as it's not
sadly,
diabolical,
well,
the
that's
people
the,
will the people
and they've deliberately set up the businesses so that it's not.
Yeah, yes.
they're never going to beat the market by a lot. They don't attempt to.
Okay,
they just don't because they don't want to rock the boat. They don't want to rock the business boat.
And even in your business, if the money keeps flowing through the front door, you can change the asset allocation. So instead of having to sell this share to buy that share, you can use the cash coming in through the front door to say, right, we want to have more.
We don't want to invest that additional cash at the moment because we think the market's expensive.
That's you. But you know what I'm saying?
Is yes.
As the cash comes through the door, you've got more cash. So you say, right, we can now tip it more towards the banks or we can tip it more towards the retailers
yes.
or we can tip it more. So you're doing it because of the cash flow coming through the door.
Yes.
Which even investor at home listening to this, they know the same. If they've got regular savings coming into their portfolio, they can adjust their weightings. You've got to make decisions on where they'll put that money, right?
Yes, and the same is true on the flip side, when the money's going out the door.
That's what I wanted to get to.
Right.
What happens when the money stops flowing? What happens when the money's going out the door? Because Australia's population is ageing. What happens to our super funds and our fund managers then?
Well, there's an argument, and in fact, there's a very interesting chart that describes this and goes back to the 1970s. And what some analysts have done in the United States is they've plotted the ratio of 40-year-olds to 60-year-olds over time.
Yes.
And they've plotted it against the price earnings multiple on the S&P 500 in the United States.
Right.
And what they found is up till about the early 2000s, the percentage of 40-year-olds versus 60-year-olds was increasing. But after the early 2000s, the proportion of 60-year-olds versus 40-year-olds was increasing. So the number of 40-year-olds versus 60-year-olds was declining.
So
now, 40-year-olds are accumulators,
that's
and 60-year-olds are dissavers.
So they're taking money out.
They're taking money out. And then if you run that line that peaks up towards 2000 then starts to come down, and you plot that against the earnings multiple people are willing to pay for shares in the stock market,
yep.
it's almost a beautiful match. You know, it's perfectly following each other. There's a great correlation.
So therefore, a lot of fund managers, even banks and others, are going to be very careful over these next 20 years as the, shall I say, the opposite of the accumulation phase ends.
Correct.
As people go into their pension age and take money out of their super funds, that causes a structural and even an interesting investment problem for many of our big banks and super funds.
Yes, it does. And can I also tell you, it's a reason why I think we won't get a crash in property prices. Because I believe that the biggest store of wealth for many retirees is their home. The baby boomers have a very significant, it's almost 67% of baby boomers own their own home. All the money's tied up in that house. If prices for houses come down, they can't afford their healthcare and lifestyle, the government will be forced to pay. So I think the government will do everything in its power to make sure house prices stay buoyant.
Okay, so one final part about this. And that is, as everybody tries to manage this, and as the money comes out, you've got to be very careful that your money is in places that are highly liquid.
Oh, absolutely. There's
because
no doubt.
You don't want to suddenly have your money in retirement locked up somewhere that you can't grab, because otherwise, everybody tries to get their money at the same time. Guess what happens?
Exactly. The price goes down
a lot. And or you get your money locked up. And
but it won't be that bad, Ross, because there'll be lots of new businesses floating as the baby boomers sell their businesses upon retirement. So there'll be more liquidity, I reckon.
I'll tell you what, there's an interesting philosophical thing to think about over the next 20 or 30 years to try and keep your money safe. Roger Montgomery talks the stock market and talks investment here, and also talks a bit of philosophy. And Roger, thanks for your time.
Pleasure.
That's the program for tonight. Steve Price and Andrew Bolt up next. We'll see you same time tomorrow night here on Money News.